My God is reconciled, His pardoning voice I hear. He owns me for His child, I can no longer fear. With confidence I now draw nigh, with confidence I now draw nigh, and Father, Abba, Father, cry. That's the last verse of 46. Let's sing that whole song, all right? The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He's the Holy One of Israel among His people today. Mighty Savior, strong Deliverer. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's arise.
Arise, my soul.
Thank you, great God Almighty, Jehovah, my Savior. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, precious Lord. Precious Lord, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise you. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Great God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I needed to be reconciled, as we all did and do. But I wouldn't even have wanted it. My heart was so dark. And it began in the heart of God, in the plan and purpose of God. It's His. It's His work. The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. We read Him. He is worthy. And God our Father gave us Jesus, and He effected this reconciliation so that we are no longer enemies with God, but we have peace. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Hallelujah. Christ. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. I don't want to close the meeting without making the announcement that they told me to make, and also without having prayer for our country on this great day. We all ought to be praying for our nation. The Bible says so. And especially today, as we remember the founding of we're remembering the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Let's see, 237 years. And then this week also, 150 years since the Battle of Gettysburg. I guess many of you historians know that that was a bloody battle. Over 50,000 soldiers in 3 days or so laid down their lives there. Union soldiers, Confederate soldiers. Think of those things. We say them easily again, but they just stir your heart if you stop to think. And the many in the Civil War, 600-something thousand. Passing Saratoga, that's a battlefield of the Revolution. And then a girl at the breakfast table today told me she lives at Yorktown. That's also a battlefield, but again, we're thankful to God for our country, and we want to pray that God will bless this land. And I'm supposed to announce that there will be no dessert at the noon meal, because there will be dessert at the village at 2:00. We're all invited down to the Longhouse. Please do not just barge in before 2:00. There's a sign there that says restricted area. It is a restricted area until 2:00. Maybe you want to get there soon after 2:00, so you make sure you get the dessert you want. But I'm sure they'll have enough for all of us. They want to celebrate the holiday with us, so that's something I was asked to say, to invite you all down to the village. But now, let us pray for America. And we should stand for that again, then we'll be dismissed. 4 flats, brother. We'll sing America, America, God shed His grace on thee. America, America. Last time I was here for staff prayer, Brother Daniel led in prayer for our country, and it was so heartfelt. I'm not asking him to duplicate that prayer. I just like to ask him. It sounded so good to you. I think you're an immigrant, right, Brother Daniel? I bet you're an American. He's legal. He's the real thing. and he has our country on his heart. So, Brother Daniel, would you pray with us, please?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Jesus, we thank you for your salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
You lead us to this country. You offer us the place we can freely worship you, to seek you. We can obtain your mercy. Oh, in time of need, Jesus, we thank you for this country, for our country, that you have been mercy, you have been strengthened throughout the years. Oh, Jesus, we want to pray for it. Oh, Jesus, you love this country. Oh, you give them the abundance of materials. They can help others. But we need to repent before you, Jesus, particularly for all the churches in this country. Lord, we are lose the testimony before you, before the people.
God, help us.
We want to bow down our need.
Oh, yes.
We want to repent before you, before we pray for this country.
Let this
way all the churches can repent for the
Lord.
Sins we have done,
yes,
to sing
Lord.
Against you,
help
to bring
me,
the all the shame to your name. Oh, Jesus, but we want to repent before you, and you can forgive us. You can pardon your children. Oh, Jesus, then we pray for this country, for all the elected officials, that you have been given the opportunity to serve this great nation. Oh, Jesus, we ask you to grant them the mercy. Oh, let them can humble before you. Give them the wisdom how to govern this country, to honor you, to please you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you have great mercy. Oh, we want to tap into the reasonable of grace, that your grace can flow.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus,
yes,
your grace is abundant there. Oh, we can pray for our country, and we look to you for your deliverance from all the wrong things that this country is heading. Oh, you can turn it around. Oh, Jesus, by great power, by your hand, Jesus, on this day when people celebrate this day of independence, oh, Jesus, we want you to grant your mercy and forgiveness one more time. Oh, lead us back to you. Oh, that the founding father, their faith can continue. Jesus, we thank you. You are merciful. We have this opportunity. We united our faith to believe on you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, please help us, Lord. Help this country. Help our young people. Help this generation. Although you are evil, but it's in your hands. We can trust you through. Thou art faithful God. Jesus, we thank you for what you have been doing, and we trust you will continue.
Yes,
Jesus, we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All God's people said.
Amen.
And I want to wish you a very happy 4th. Enjoy this beautiful day that God has given us. Amen. God bless you all.